Now let's go over to the news desk with Lena Valverde and Abel Vasquez. But first, we'll take a look at today's headlines.
Venezuelan president says in Havana that ALBA summit conveys message of hope to regional peoples.
Evo Morales denounces privatization plans by Bolivian coup government.
Discussions at ALBA summit focus on regional situation.
Impeachment of Donald Trump heads to full House of Representatives.
Now for the news in detail.
Upon his arrival in Havana for the 17th summit of the ALBA TCP, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro affirmed that during such a complex moment for Latin America and the Caribbean, this ALBA summit brings a message of hope, of unity to all those who struggle. The summit of the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of Our Americas People's Trade Treaty, ALBA TCP, is being held in the Cuban capital on Saturday. Regarding the agenda of the meeting, the Venezuelan president pointed out that one of the issues is the economy of the countries of the bloc, in view of the constant attacks from Washington through financial persecution, international trade, and oil. Arriving at the José Martí International Airport in Havana on Friday night, Maduro said that there is a great struggle for the future path of our peoples and that battle will have a favorable result for the peoples of Latin America and the Caribbean. The Bolivarian leader recalled the meeting between Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez on December 13, 1994, and described the embrace between the two leaders as the beginning of a new era for resistance and patriotic and revolutionary fortitude that fills many in the region with hope for a better future. Nicolas Maduro said that the foreign ministers of the member countries have worked on some proposals to relaunch initiatives such as the ALBA Bank as a great financial entity for the development of the region, to promote and reinforce the initiatives such as the People's Trade Treaty and trade within ALBA, the Caribbean, and Latin America. With the participation of several heads of state, Havana is hosting this ALBA summit, which has established the role of the alliance in this context as a fundamental topic for debate.
Former Bolivian President Evo Morales has denounced the intentions of the de facto government of Jeanine Añez to privatize the enterprises and natural resources of the country. The de facto government of Añez, Camacho, and Mesa intend to return to the past. They are talking about privatizing and handing over our strategic enterprises to transnational companies. They are preparing the IMF's comebacks. The Bolivian people are fighting to preserve our natural resources, he wrote on Twitter. Evo Morales has been in Argentina since Thursday, where his refugee status is being processed. At a Thursday press conference, Minister of Productive Development and the Plural Economy of Bolivia, Wilfredo Rojo, claimed that the Bolivian state-run companies show signs of inefficiency, and there must be negotiations for their management by private firms. Such a claim is standard fare for the promoters of the neoliberal ideologies. During the 14 years of Evo Morales' government, Bolivia had among the highest levels of economic growth in the region.
An analysis of the regional situation and the role of the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of Our Americas People's Trade Treaty, ALBA TCP, focused debates during Saturday's summit in Havana. Leaders and political representatives gathered in the Cuban capital celebrated also the 15th anniversary of the regional organization, founded on December 14, 2004, by the leaders of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, and the Bolivarian Revolution, Hugo Chavez. Solidarity, justice, and cooperation are the principles defended by ALBA TCP, which emerged as an alternative to the hegemony of capital that threatens to expand throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. Since its creation, ALBA has promoted mutually beneficial trade among peoples and has opposed neoliberal formulas. The 17th summit takes place 1 month after the coup d'etat in Bolivia against President Evo Morales, anti-neoliberal popular mobilizations in Chile and Colombia, and the increased hostility of the United States against Cuba. ALBA TCP is made up of Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dominica, Grenada, Antigua and Barbuda, St. Kitts and Nevis, Suriname, and St. Lucia. The bloc's executive secretary is former Bolivian Foreign Minister David Choquehuanca.
In a major repudiation of President Donald Trump's conduct, the House Judiciary Committee voted on Friday to send articles of impeachment to the full House, marking only the fourth time a U.S. president has faced such a move. The push toward impeaching the president sets the stage of a historic vote by the House next week. Though Democrats are facing at least two defections within their caucus on the politically fraught vote, it is now almost a foregone conclusion that the democratically controlled House will impeach Trump. Members will consider two charges against Trump approved by the committee. The first article of impeachment accuses the president of abusing his power by withholding military aid and a White House meeting while pressuring Ukraine's president to investigate his political rival. The second accuses Trump of obstructing Congress by thwarting the House's investigative efforts. That vote sets the course for proceedings in the Republican-led Senate, where the president had hoped to see an expansive trial that he believed would exonerate him from what he views as a sham proceeding against him.
And you are listening to Radio Vancouver's English language broadcast. Now back to the newscast with Lena Valverde and Abel Vasquez.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel paid tribute to leaders Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez on occasion of the 25th anniversary of their first meeting here in Havana on December 13, 1994. On his Twitter account, Díaz-Canel recalls an article by former Cuban ambassador to Venezuela, Germán Sánchez, published on Cuba Debate website. It reviews the countless meetings between both leaders, their friendship and the admiration they felt for each other, as well as the projects they designed and created together toward regional independence and integration. The article also recalls the speech delivered by the Bolivarian leader at the Aula Magna of the University of Havana when he affirmed that Cuba was a bastion of Latin American dignity. Even before personally meeting Chavez, Fidel perceived many qualities in the young Venezuelan revolutionary, especially his strong commitment to Latin American and Caribbean independence and integration. In 1998, Hugo Chavez won a landslide electoral victory in Venezuela and began a process of profound economic, social, cultural, and political transformations called the Bolivarian Revolution, which lives on today, 6 years after his death.
Argentina's president, Alberto Fernández, has summoned the Chamber of Deputies to approve the necessary laws to declare economic, health, and social emergencies in order to carry out this decision as soon as possible. A well-defined schedule of meetings and events was established. Next Monday, the new ministers will come to Congress to explain the bills related to economic, health, and social emergencies. On Tuesday, the Budget and General Legislation Committees will hold a plenary to issue an opinion on these bills. The next day, the Fernandez bills would arrive in the lower house seeking approval. During the Monday meeting, the new ministers are expected to argue in favor of the emergency declaration by placing it in the context of the current lack of a national budget, reflecting the true state of the public accounts that the former president Mauricio Macri left behind.
The health situation of Julian Assange is getting worse, warned Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova. Assange is being held in London, awaiting extradition to the United States. Assange is seriously ill because he has no medical assistance or good nutrition, in addition to alleged psychological torture, the Russian official reported. The situation testifies to the violation by the Western world of every imaginable law and rule that guarantees the freedom and security of journalists, Zakharova added. She described it as a true lynching of a person dedicated to real journalism. Russia's concern adds to that of specialists from England and other European countries who have stated that Assange needs to be transferred to a medical center with qualified personnel to examine his physical and mental health status. Mr. Assange's situation is critical. We believe that his extradition to the United States is unfounded and illegal. Assange is being held in the London jail under conditions that contradict essential human rights, said the head of the international legal team of Assange, Baltasar Garzon.
And once again, let's see our headlines for today.
Venezuelan president says in Havana that Alba summit conveys message of hope to regional peoples.
Evo Morales denounces privatization plans by Bolivian coup government.
Discussions at Alba summit focus on regional situation.
Impeachment of Donald Trump heads to full House of Representatives.